Scott City had a tough one against Hayes High on Tuesday night. New coming in, they'd have a tough one, and it would end up being a rough second half. It almost felt like, in a way, a mirror image of the girls' game, where Scott City was right there with Hayes High in the first half, but then a rough shooting second half really did in Scott City here on the boys' side as they failed tonight by the count of 49-30. It was 16-15 at halftime, and Scott City felt like they were in a pretty good position. They did have a couple of turnovers led to some points late in the first half that allowed Hayes to get the one-point lead. Scott City would tie it early third quarter, and then the Indians would go on an 18-4 run over the final 6:50 of the third period and never look back there. Scott City could not get much for offense in that second half yet once again. In a half where they played really good defense and both teams limited each other in that first half, but the Beavers just could not move the ball around as well in that second half. Couldn't get some timely shots, and some key turnovers did them in the second half as they fell 49-32. Hayes, the Beavers dropped to 8-6 on the year. They got 14 from Jackson Rumford, who had all of his points in the second half from the foul line after he had 10 of their 15 first half points. Alex Tarango had another 11. He had 8 in the fourth quarter. Those two combined for 25 of their 30 points. And against a team like Hayes, you're going to have to try to get some other production there. And there's a lot of takeaways from this game for Scott City as they have a big six-game stretch here to wrap up the regular season. All but one of those against league schools, and all will be in a league play. Hayes, they're now 8-5 on the year. They have won 4 in a row after their overtime loss to Goodland, and they have now won 6 of the last 7 after starting out 2-5 on the year. And a big second half for Dawson Reuter, who had his way at the paint. He had 17 points, 14 of those in the second half. Jack Weimer would end up with 12 points in the game, and 10 for Kaiser Fox, who is really a lot of their scoring. He had 8 of their 16 in that first half, as Hayes is now 8-5 on the year. But Scott City with a big stretch here. They go to Ulysses on Friday, a team that's going to be a tough out on their home court.